Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is 7 Minutes Later by Bonnie Kistler, published by Canelo Books in 2022. Today's book is all about corruption, ambition, and justice. It's a Sunday in February, but there are two women working in the offices of the fashion corporation, CDMI, on the 30th floor of a New York skyscraper. After a day of catching up on work separately, coincidentally the two women leave at the same time. Lucy, who's the director of human resources, and Shay, who's a lawyer. But the elevator stops halfway down and the two women get stuck. Shay makes a frantic call to the emergency services, but 7 minutes later, when the power is restored and they're rescued, Lucy is dead, with a gunshot wound to the face. The police immediately take Shay in for questioning. Was it a suicide or murder? Shay claims her innocence, that Lucy was having a panic attack in the trapped elevator, and then she produced a gun from her handbag. Shay says that she tried to stop her and they wrestled, and that's why she has gunpowder residue on her clothes. But little by little, evidence emerges that Shay is not as innocent as she claims. Torn by her responsibilities as a lawyer and her shame about the mistakes she made in her past, Shay tries to fight as best she can, but the forces against her are more powerful. But at the end of the day, who is lying? Or perhaps the question should be, is anyone actually telling the truth? Seven Minutes Later is a clever thriller about corporate greed, shame, ambition, and the justice system. It felt fresh and original, even when dealing with well-worn topics like corruption and trumped-up murder charges. I never quite knew where the story was headed next, which made it all the more exciting. Shay, the main character, is proud, clever, and analytical. Coming from a disadvantaged background, she's worked hard to get herself where she is today, and as an ambitious lawyer, she's learnt how to twist facts and situations to get what she wants. She also understands and remembers how it feels to be powerless, and yet she also understands the value of patience. Now, Shay's been seduced by the world of the wealthy and powerful, to her detriment. But now she has to go back and rely on her street smarts to clear her name. Now, as well as being a smart, entertaining thriller, 7 Minutes Later also explores the impact of the financial crisis on those who lost everything. It looks at illegal activities by corporations in developing countries and shareholder activism. It's about scapegoats and egos and the lengths people will go to cover up their bad deeds. And yet, on the other hand, it's also about loyalty, although sometimes that loyalty is misguided. And of course, it's about justice, exploring the difference between formal legal justice and ensuring that the real truth comes out. Now, 7 Minutes Later has been published in the US and Canada under a different name. The book there is known as The Cage. So if you like corporate thrillers, scrappy, smart female protagonists, twists, murder investigations, and revenge, I recommend 7 Minutes Later by Bonnie Kistler. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.